Hello, I'm Gubin Boyer, and today I'll be reading The Mermaid's Purse by Nikki Daly. It was late when Unolita eventually fell asleep, her head full of mermaids, seals, and sailors. Outside, stars twinkled, and the African moon cast shadows on the dried-out earth. Tomorrow she was going to the seaside for the very first time. The journey seemed to take forever, through brown hills floated into each other and over craggy mountain pass. But then, at last, Unolita saw the edge of the earth sink into a vast ocean. Salt air rushed at Unolita. Waves thundered, seagulls squalled, cormorants dive bombed. It wasn't like that in her picture book. While Umama unpacked, Unolita explored this new world where twirly shell sea snails burrowed into the wet sand and fish darted for shelter in rock pools. Unolita collected shells, including mermaid's money, tuning into sounds and smells of the ocean as she made her way to a cluster of rocks. From the top of the rocks, Unolita waved her "I'm okay" wave to Mama. Then she counted out her mermaid's money and daydreamed about how she would spend it. "Lunchtime!" shouted Mama. How quickly the morning had gone. But the sea air had made Unolita very hungry, and Mama's yellow cornbread and pickled fish sandwiches tasted so good. After lunch, Unolita and Mama paddled into the shallow water, jumping over the waves and racing them back to shore, until Umama said, "Shoo, Unolita! Now I need a rest." So Unolita wandered back to the rocks, where she stretched out and listened to the lap lap of sea lullaby. A sea broke through the surface of the water. Unolita was sure it was a seal. She had seen pictures of them. For a moment, it was huge and sad eyes that glazed at her. Then it was gone. Soon, though, it resurfaced and pulled itself up onto a rock. Unolita sat spellbound. It was not a seal. It was a boy. The boy came closer and closer and carefully placed something in front of Unolita. Then he turned and made his way back to the water. Hesitantly, Unolita picked up the thing and turned it in her hands. It was a mermaid's purse. It was exquisite. Unolita got up to thank the boy, but before she could do so, he glanced back at her and then dived into the sea. And as his body hit the water, he was a seal again. "Unolita! Unolita!" shouted Mama. "Home time!" Unolita gathered all her mermaid's money into her mermaid's purse. Then she made her way back to Mama, looking back at the sea every now and again. But she saw no seal, no boy, only the waves that kept on coming. As they journeyed into the night, Unolita showed Mama the beautiful mermaid's purse. "Extraordinary," said Mama. And Unolita told Mama all about the seal boy who gave it to her. "Even more extraordinary," said Mama. And then, as Unolita drifted off to sleep, Mama smiled, a faraway smile, and whispered, "It was exactly there that I saw one when I was a little girl." This story was provided courtesy of Nali Bali Reading for Enjoyment campaign. To get more stories in your home language, visit www.nalibali.org or www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone.